Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Musical podcast. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
We got a fun friend on the keys. Give it up for Avery Pearson. Okay, fun.
This,
okay.
For those of you that don't know, and were brought here by a friend or who just wandered in blindly, what we do is an improvised musical, which means everything that we're about to say and sing and everything that Avery is about to play, everything that our guest does as well, is totally made up on the spot. We couldn't do it again, even if we tried and wanted to, which we don't.
We don't.
We want to do a new one every time.
Yeah.
That's it.
Great explanation.
Thank you. It's also why we're sitting, because it's a podcast.
It's a podcast. And we have to stay true to the podcast form, which is to sit.
Which is to be late.
But guys, let's fill this last chair. We're very excited to have this next guest. He played with us last year in San Francisco, and we had just the best time ever. You know him from SNL. We know him from Popstar and also Trees. Give it up for Chris Rock!
We're here.
I also love, he's like, and from Trees. And if no one knows what that is, they just think I'm from the Trees, which yeah. is fantastic.
Trees is a very good music video that was on SNL. Y'all should Google if you haven't seen it, because it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get you that YouTube revenue.
Get that web content popping.
Get you that year later YouTube views.
I like it. I need all of the clout I can get. Do you know what clout is, white people? Okay.
Is it like an app that gets me coffee?
It should be.
Yeah, is it where I store my photos?
Yeah. It shouldn't be. No, but it should be that too. The cloud.
The cloud. Mm.
How have you guys been?
Good.
Is this how this starts?
Yeah.
So I mean, what's up?
Yeah, pretty good. We got in yesterday, and you know. We're good.
Yeah, I'm also good.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't speak for you.
No, I hurt my back a little bit a couple days ago.
Yeah. What hurt you? How?
Sneezing. I sneezed too hard, and in podcasting we sit most of the time, so I'm not used to that much movement.
Wow, you shocked your body with your own body reaction.
Yeah, I know. It's true. I'm too young to have as bad of a back as I do. I'm trying to work on it. I got to get into, like, yoga.
Where did it hurt?
I mean...
Like, where?
Lower back?
Lower back?
Are you going to give me, like, targeted advice based on where it hurt?
You're no, like down man. Here. I just like to have
specific
details.
When we were leaving the after party last night, Zach was like, I really feel like I should investigate if this 7-Eleven has an ice pack. I was like, let's try. If not, put some Totino's pizza rolls on that.
Yeah, I also like that you investigate 7-Elevens.
The first one was closed, so we found another bigger one.
It was bigger?
It was the biggest 7-Eleven I've ever seen.
Yo, I was just in Australia, right? And they have 7-Elevens, like maybe three to every block. So you could be in one 7-Eleven and look at another 7-Eleven. And I was like, this is stupid. Like... It feels so dumb, but then I got here and I was in a Starbucks and I saw another Starbucks and I'm like, we're no different.
It just depends on what you need, convenience or coffee.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
It's weird to me that people, though, are thinking, like, as a business, someone is like, I need there to be 3 7-Elevens or Starbucks on this block.
Yeah.
In case what? Like, it's too full or?
Yeah, they're all in their meetings like, okay, this 7-Eleven is going to be fucking packed until the end of time.
Yeah.
So we need another one so people can be like, overflow. It's just so crazy.
We cut to the 7-Eleven corporate headquarters. They're planning the sort of spread of where all the 7-Elevens will go.
Oh, all right, guys, you know what we have. We have 7, we have 11s, we have it together. 7-Eleven, it's a strong brand. We have everything from food to that one crackhead that comes in a lot. We need a crackhead-free one, and we need one with K. Everyone's welcome, you know?
We have Slurpees. We have Buffalo Chicken Rollers.
That's right.
We have our own brands of chips. We have other brands of chips.
That's right. We have waters. We have 7-Eleven water, which is tap water with a cap on it.
But if we have a 7-Eleven on one corner, should we have a 7-Eleven on all the other corners? Should we have a 7-Eleven everywhere you see? Like, where is a 7-Eleven? It's always next to me.
Are you asking, is 11 7-Elevens too many 7-Elevens?
I was gonna ask that too.
Are you saying 11 7-Elevens?
Of 7, rolling 11s and 7.
So we build a 7-Eleven on 7th and also 11th.
That's right.
And then we make sure that when the people come in, it's a number of people. 6 to begin, and then one more. And then if more people come in, then it has to be 4 more. Only 7 or 11.
7
on the 7. We built that just one 7-Eleven for the crackhead.
That's exactly right. Seems like a bad idea now.
But we needed to say that so we could get past it, so we could get to 11 7-Elevens.
Is it too many
7-Elevens? 11 7-Elevens. Is it too
Earl doesn't know circles.
Sorry.
Circle up. Guys.
I don't know, sir. All I know is
square. No, Suki, square up. Square up.
All right.
Wait, sorry. Brittany here. Are we squaring or are we circling?
Okay, guys, just Brittany, make a rounded square if you have to.
Which is just a circle, you stupid motherfuckers.
Whoa.
Sorry, Mom.
No,
I didn't want to come to work today.
No, it's all right. It's okay. It's all right.
Everyone's so dumb and they're old.
What?
I don't know. I'm acting out.
It's okay. I know you're acting out, and I'm trying to really take that in. I'm just trying to see you for the phase you're in.
You know, I'm sorry for sitting on the table while you guys sit in chairs, but
are we allowed to do that?
No.
Are we allowed to sit on the table?
No.
Brittany here. Can we sit on the table?
Brittany? Brittany, you don't need to tell me your name, okay, sweetheart? I'm your mother, and these are your siblings, and we all love you. And you don't need to say your name every time.
Oh, really? Then what's my name?
Fartface.
I just
nailed it.
I just said it. I just said it
fucking
out loud.
Nailed it, dude. But you fart on your face all the time.
I would never fart on my own face. How would that even work? Brittany here.
Brittany.
Mom, she keeps saying her name. It's annoying me.
I'm sorry, Mom. What did you want us to circle up for?
I just wanted to circle up because we need to wait and see if we see a group of people come down the street so that we can go into the 7-Eleven. We're only a group of three.
Oh, yeah.
We need to find four friends. Or eight friends.
Yeah.
How does this company stay in business?
Because...
Sorry, Brittany here. How does this company stay in business?
Brittany, sweetheart, you're fine.
Math. It's simple math, Brittany.
Because, you know, it's the thing where... When they make it hard, you know it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that's how I feel about parenting the two of you.
You always say, Mom, if it's not difficult, it's probably not worth it.
Yeah. And 7-Eleven, when they switched and made so many confusing policies and sprouted up everywhere, I suddenly started to see them for the first time.
There's a boy in my school.
His name's Daryl.
He doesn't pay attention to me. His name is Daryl. He only pays attention to Carol. And I brought him a present on Valentine's Day.
Stupid.
And he said, Brittany, it wasn't stupid. He said, Brittany, go away. But he's being difficult. That means he's worth it.
Oh no.
He's being difficult. So I'll hang around.
Oh gosh.
Right, Mom?
Oh boy. Yeah, Harold?
I have something to say.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
I read Brittany's journal.
What?
Every single day. That's why I knew the present you got for Daryl. It was condoms. I'm always pranking her and hiding her jeans. So she's like, it's jean day. Where do I go? And I'm like, nope, only sweatpants.
And I didn't have jeans for jean day. And for the record, safe sex is a good present. And so condoms are a good gift to give.
But I hate her, and sometimes I feel she wasn't worth it. But I'm difficult, so it makes this whole thing perfect.
Oh my gosh, there's just so much for me to unpack. You know, sometimes you make a rule and obviously you're shooting from the hip. Because when you're a parent, you have to constantly make up your shit. And then suddenly your kids are like, I guess that is a golden rule. And how do I go back and say you can't apply this to mean boys at your school? Not everything that's difficult is worth it. Not everything that's difficult is worth it. And stop reading her journal.
Yeah.
And talk to me first about sex. But mostly I just wanted to get in here so we could all get some snacks. Why is it all difficult?
Reagan.
Nixon.
Tiny 2.
That's right. My name's Tiny Two.
Okay.
Tiny Two.
My mama loves sizes and numbers.
All four bros are here. Bronson, Reagan, Nixon,
and Tiny Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, perfect, because I am so freaking starved for a roller right now.
Oh.
I'm so freaking starved.
You know what my favorite kind of rollers are?
Tell us.
The
tell
ones
me.
Where it's clearly been there all day and it's got that 12-hour stank.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Oh.
How many rollers do you even know about?
What do you mean?
Are
you challenging my knowledge of how many rollers there are?
I think she is. Yeah, dude. She's definitely challenging you.
How many rollers can you roll with? Is it gonna take its toll if you don't put all the rollers one by one? I like beef rollers wrapped around. I like flour rollers, make a roller crown. I staple them all together, put them on my head. Then make a roller out of sourdough bread. It's got meat in the middle. It's a sausage. They made one for dogs called Snossage. Also got a chicken roller as well. So fiery, it sends you to hell. They got the roller with paprika, the only roller that I want to eat. Also, you know, I got the number vegan roller made of cucumber.
Roller, 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 we keep it rolling, rolling, rolling. We be rolling, 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 we keep it rolling. How about you? Roller.
My name is Reagan. I don't know shit about rollers, but I know a lot about bacon. I live it. Comes from pigs. Eat it a lot. Then I sleep. My name's Reagan. It's my sister's name. My parents got lazy. Named me Reagan too. Yeah. Sometimes I think about checkers. The game. Now back half the bacon. What are you talking about? I love all types of bacon. Kevin. Bacon, that's it.
Yeah.
What you wanna talk about? Pop my zit.
What?
Yo, yo, it's getting colder. Did somebody turn it down? Oh yeah.
Roller, 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 roller. Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Roller, roller, roller. Keep it rolling.
What about you?
Yo, check it out one time. I think this is Tito. Take it back to the original. Talking about taquitos. Yeah, that's the roller. It's a little taco, and I feel like I might want. Oh, but not so. Keep on talking about.
Understand strategy. It's like they saw Checkers, a perfectly dope game, and then they were like, yo, let's make something different and more difficult.
Also, I'm sorry, why we gotta live in the reality? Oh, the king decides the game even though the queen's way more powerful.
Yeah,
the queen for
the patriarchy.
Hey.
Oh.
You know what's crazy? If you take... One thing I will say about chess.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You take two of the bishops and you put them next to each other. You know what they kind of look like?
Look like real long titties.
Man, Tiny Two, that's the first thing you've said in 4 minutes.
Sorry, y'all. I was asleep and then I heard somebody about to make an analogy for titties and you know I had to wake up.
I mean, that is what I was going to say. But you know what else they look like?
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go get some snacks.
Yeah, for sure.
Keep your eyes out, guys. Keep your eyes out.
Beep. Beep. Hey, 7-Eleven staff, could you triangle up real quick, just the three of us?
Yeah.
sure.
Now, it seems like there's been a kind of crowd of people outside waiting for there to be an appropriate number for them to come in.
You know, I had a moment where I thought if I go change back in my clothes and go out, I could... They were one time they were almost at seven. Yeah. I thought, oh, I'll be the seventh so they could come in.
Sort of pull an undercover boss.
Yeah, I just want them to be able to get inside. I feel bad.
Is it bother either of you that we don't count as the number of people in the set? I mean, not like on a business way, but like it just makes me kind of feel kind of bad. You know?
Oh, I count every time. I let nobody in.
What?
I hate people. But I also love when it looks like a concert is happening. And when you don't let people in, and the people just standing there, people are like, what's going on in there? A concert.
Clark, why would you want it to look like a concert?
Because I'm a weird man.
I mean, I
was born weird, and I love my weird.
Can I ask you a question? Your backstory is just so fascinating to me. Would you mind telling me one more time?
Oh, my God. This is the last damn time.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
No, I appreciate it, because last time, this was so crazy. I heard the beginning, and then I had to take a phone call, and then I came back for the end, and I thought, I can't even imagine the middle of these events.
You couldn't imagine.
I can't imagine.
You really can't.
Could you tell the story of a weird man? Tell the story of a weird man.
I will tell you a story of a weird man. When I was born, it was in a field. I was already 46. But I was a baby. Yes, I have to let that sit for a while.
Yeah.
Tell us the story of a weird man. Tell us the story of a weird man.
My mother was Carol. She was strong and bright. My dad was a logger.
A logger.
He was an actual log.
A log?
No, yes, he was a log.
A log or a logger, a piece of wood or a man.
Or a beer.
He was a log, and then a fairy godmother came down and met Carol and said, hey, would you like to have a partner? She's like, yes, but I've been in this field forever. Who could be in this field? And then the fairy godmother was like, this log could be a man. And she turned the log into a logger named Jim, but he hated wood, which was ironic. And they loved each other, and they raised me, the old baby.
Tell us the story of a weird man.
There's just a little
Tell
more.
The story of a weird man.
So when I was born, it was in the future, and we had to travel back into the past to recreate time. And they were like, you need to find this one particular stone. I never remember the name. Oh, it was crack cocaine.
Hey, Deborah, can I talk to you over here? Well,
where are you guys going?
No, just one second. Keep telling your story.
Crack cocaine was like, it wasn't a rock necessarily.
I think it might just be on crack cocaine.
And it was just a powder. And they said it was dangerous for the environment.
You know, they used to have a 7-Eleven that was just one crack addict. And then we merged. And I never asked anything more about it.
I assumed the crack addict was a person that wandered in. I didn't assume they worked at the store.
No, I think the store was for him. But I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want to. I honestly.
Oh, sure. Be paying attention. Oh, what a great story of a weird man.
Here we are. So anyway, that's the story of the weird man.
Oh, it's so good.
Clark, thank you so much. But thanks. That's it.
Thanks and we believe you.
Yeah, thanks and we believe you. It must have been hard being a 46-year-old baby from the future.
It was. Every baby I saw was just like spitting on itself. I was writing a literature.
Hey, Benjamin.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everybody, I want to talk to you about Brio Geo. Brio Geo is clean hair care made with ingredients that detoxify, hydrate, and protect. All Brio Geo products are built on their signature Nova Complex, natural oils, vitamins, and antioxidants. These powerful ingredients will immediately treat your hair, not strip or coat it, and build the foundation for long-term, healthy, nourished, and beautiful hair. Guys, Brio Geo offers a complete line of texture-specific products. They got something for everyone. I tried a lot of their curly hair products because I have curly hair, and I loved it a lot. Their simplified regimens take the guesswork out of mixing and matching formulas, and they make it easy to find a custom routine based on your needs. Brio Geo products are 6-free, meaning they're free of the 6 things you do not want in your hair. Ready, they are sulfates, parabens. Ooh, these words are getting harder. Phthalates. Phthalates, silicones, DEA, and synthetic color. 2 of those, I'm positive I did wrong, but don't worry, because they're not in there. Like I said, I have some of the products from their curly hair line, and oh boy, it smells good, it works great, it makes my hair feel really good. To learn more about Brio Geo's complete line of products, visit briogeohair.com. You can also take their hair quiz and build your own custom regimen. And right now, Brio Geo is offering 15% off any purchase when you use our special code OFFBOOK at checkout. That's briogeohair.com, and use the exclusive promo code OFFBOOK to save 15% off any purchase of Brio Geo's customized hair care solutions. Now it's summer, but after summer, it's school. And if you took off all of summer for work, like most of us do, we have to go back to work at the end of our work summer vacation. But even though work and school are coming back, acne doesn't have to, because with America's number one acne brand, Proactiv has helped fight acne for almost 25 years, longer than some of you have been alive. And now they've introduced their next generation acne treatment called Proactiv MD. Man, if you're like me, you're fighting that war on acne every day. You're on the front lines and you need products to help you. You need that support. You need the next generation weapons. This got militarized, and I didn't mean for that to happen, but the point is that Proactiv MD is very good, and it contains adapalene, which I don't know what it is, but it is a dermatologist-recommended topical retinoid used in the treatment of mild to moderate acne, and is the first prescription-strength retinoid that is FDA-approved for use in treating acne without a prescription. Right now, we have a back-to-school/work offer from Proactiv that you can't get anywhere else. With your Proactiv MD order, you will also receive Proactiv's on-the-go bag, which features their T-Zone Oil Absorber, you gotta absorb the oil in that T-Zone, Body Acne Wipes, and Green Tea Moisturizer for free. That's close to $100 value, yours free. Plus, free shipping with a 60-day money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? Just go to proactiv.com/book. That's proactiv.com/book to order and make the first day back to school/work the best day ever.
Benjamin, can I
talk to you? Yes, Deborah?
You know, just on like the off chance that like he is magic, mm-hmm. like I feel like we should at least explore for like a minute that he might be magic.
Okay.
Just because like think what we could do with magic. We could like change the rules so you could come into 7-Eleven whenever you wanted.
Wow.
That'll take magic, not us just giving feedback to HQ.
For sure. You're saying the best way to break through corporate bureaucracy is not through slow systematic change.
Magic.
In fact, I could do that, children. I can hear you.
You're behind us and you weren't before.
Wow, I could hear you the whole time. But first, I could gift you with the gift of whispering.
The gift of what?
Whispering.
How does that work?
Well, yeah, we weren't whispering very well, Benjamin. Not he's right. I think he's just kind of throwing a little shade.
Drag us. Yeah. Drag.
I have to drag before I let the magic happen.
But could you give us just like one little demonstration of your potential magic?
Yes.
Just change the 7-Eleven so that any number of people, not just 7 people, not 11 people, can come in. Oh.
Or start smaller. Could you turn these 7-Eleven Lays into real Lays?
Let's see. Snot. The bee. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Everything is very crack related. So it's a bag of crack. I'll turn the 7-Eleven, voila, into a crack house.
Well, I mean, okay, Benjamin, I think we're both right somehow.
Yeah. Okay.
See what happens when you work together?
So, wait, so we work here now. We work in a crack house.
Okay, yeah.
You should change your outfit. Could you change, sure.
Clark, could you change it back to a 7-Eleven?
If you want to be boring.
Back on the street. Brittany, sweetheart.
Brittany here, what?
Harold, guys, look at those. What, 1, 2, 3? 4. There's 4 young men over there, all right? So I'm just going to go over, and I'm just going to ask them if they'll go into the 7-Eleven with us.
But Mom, they look like bros. What if they're bros?
Yeah. Well, they might be bros, but it also might be a phase.
But Mom, also, if you go over there, then we'll be 2 and 5.
No.
I'm 7.
Brittany, I'm going to merge our groups together.
Then we all need to go over there, right?
Well, I didn't... Well, sure. I was going to walk the very short distance to the bros to say, hey, bros, would you be interested in joining my children? I didn't feel like you needed to be right next to me just in case you were going to be embarrassed that I talked. And this is, by the way, something a mom almost never asks. I was trying to not embarrass you in front of the bros.
Sorry, Mom,
it's impossible. She doesn't know math. She writes it in her journal.
You don't know, Brittany, you don't know math?
I don't. I know letters and I use them to write, I don't know math, in my journal.
She does know some stuff.
She's like a lot of stuff has gone through the cracks.
You know, it would be a lot easier to function socially if I knew where my jeans were, Harold.
You'll never find your jeans.
Yeah, Mom, go get those bros and bring them back over here.
Excuse me.
Don't get me started on Chinese checkers.
Oh my God. It's like, keep it in the country, dude.
Wait, I kind of like them because they're like checkers and there's a star.
That's true. Also, yeah. Moncala is dope. Who's this lady?
Hi. Hello. Hi. Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm Tiny Too.
Hi, Tiny Too.
I'm Nixon. This is Reagan.
What's up? Hello.
This is...
Hi.
Bronson.
Seriously? Oh.
Dude, I always forget your name.
I always start the sound with Bronson here.
Yeah.
And then you guys remember your guys' names because they're presidents, and you can never forget Tiny Too.
But mine's spelled like R-A-G-O-N, which is like weird for no reason.
It's like Game of Thrones spelling.
Yeah, bro. It was like, is it a drag? No, it's not.
Well, my name is Donna, and I was just wondering if maybe the 4 of you were by any chance waiting to go into the 7-Eleven.
Yes, we totally were, but we needed 3 more people, and you're 3 people, and we're 4 people, and that's 7 people.
Holy fuck, dude. You know math.
Hell yeah.
Well, great. Yeah, I was just going to... Kids, you can come over. Kids, stop fighting.
Okay, hello, Brittany here.
Bronson here.
Some nerd farts.
This is my brother, Harold.
I'm Daryl. Harold.
Pranked you. I'm Ashton Kutcher.
Harold, we've said this to you 1,000 times. You're not Ashton Kutcher.
Not Ashton Kutcher.
Mom, I can be whatever I want. You said I can be whatever I want. If I want to be Ashton Kutcher, I can be fucking Ashton Kutcher.
My gosh, I'm always saying things just off the top of my head, and then you guys hold me to it so literally. You can't be Ashton Kutcher. We've been over this. You can't be Ashton Kutcher because he already is.
I can be Ashton Kutcher. I'm like, is something happening? No, it's really not. Punk, bitch. That makes me Ashton Kutcher.
You can't be Ashton Kutcher. No, you cannot. You can't be Ashton Kutcher, but hopefully you also grow up hot. You can't be Ashton Kutcher. I think it's okay to want your kids to be good looking. I'd rather you also have skills like be good.
book.
Yo, my name's Reagan, don't mean to interrupt, but I think your mom is right, you little shit.
Thank you, Reagan. Thank you, Reagan.
You're so welcome.
All right, you can be like Ashton Kutcher, but you can't be Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, fine, Mom, I get it.
Mom, Brittany here. Can we all go into the 7-Eleven?
Yeah. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Everyone, it only works if we all hold hands.
Not so fast. I am also here, and I would also like to go into the 7-Eleven.
Yo, who is this dude?
My name is Benjamin Eighthman.
Benjamin Eighthman?
Hold on, that's my herald who plays the trumpet.
Okay, well, now there's 9 of us, bro.
Well, hold on. That's just my first trumpeter. Here's my other trumpeter. He plays more of a synthy trumpet. And then there's this other guy who plays this other instrument. My organist, who kind of pushes this whole thing around. And that's it. 3 instruments and me. Benjamin Ninthman.
Well, that's great, because that means now we have 11. We can also go into the 7-Eleven.
Yes. I've never been here when it's 11 before. That's crazy.
Tiny 2, you haven't spoken for like 8 minutes.
I know, but I develop a deeper voice for some reason.
Well, let's all go in, I guess. Brittany here.
All right, everybody, hold hands so the magic works.
Yes. Everyone, band, hold hands.
Hold hands.
I don't care if you're playing the organ. Take them off the organ and hold hands. Yes, I know he eats a lot of jam before he plays trumpet. Well, then give him a wet wipe then. Okay, hold on a second. Wet wipe off your head. Yes, we'll get Cheez-Its and everyone can have 1 bag of Cheez-Its. Yes, 1 of them can be Pepper Jack. Okay, we're ready. Sorry.
Welcome to the 7-Eleven. How many is there of you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11. There's 11 of them.
Oh, great. There's 7 of them. Welcome. Let them in.
Oh, it looks like there's only 12.
No, I think there's 11. Right?
Yeah, I think there's 11, Clark.
There's 11.
Yeah, there's a mom and 2 kids. There's 4 bros, but it might be a phase. There's a jaunty man.
Hello.
3 trumpeters and an organist.
But there's also his emotional baggage, and that's a person that's standing right there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Which one of us has emotional baggage?
Yeah, dude, say it.
We're all fine.
We're all comfortable.
Yeah, dude, fuck chess.
It's him.
Which?
Fuck.
Who did you point to?
Tiny 2. Or Reagan.
It's Reagan. It's Reagan for sure.
Reagan, I'm so sorry. Do you need to unload on us?
No, bros don't unload on other bros.
Reagan. Yeah, why not?
No.
Because that's not the bro code.
Listen.
Whoa.
The bro code is like what is the bro code like? The bro code is like a tadpole. It's like, it's evolving all the time, you know? It's like...
Whoa, bro. You can unload, bro. Whoa, bro. And then we can grow, bro. Whoa, bro.
You gotta grow like a tadpole.
Change and I vote that they change.
And I vote Bronson that they
here
change.
And he votes. Whoa.
Let's have a bro vote.
To change the code, bro.
To Tiny 2 here. I vote to change the code.
Nixon here. I vote to change the code and I'm not.
It says you appreciate me.
Reagan here. Sorry, Brittany, for taking your thing.
Brittany.
Reagan here.
No problem.
I also vote to change the code.
Whoa. You can
fart. First problem is like, you know how you have a fart, but it can't get out all the way?
Yeah.
So it's like,
I mean, no. I mean, yeah. One time I farted on my own face, and my brother's never let me forget it.
And I'm never gonna let her forget it. Wait, you just said that, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? Having said it out loud, it feels better. It got off of my chest. Brittany here,
It's like you see me, Brittany.
It's like you see me.
I farted in my own face, too.
Really? Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Would you ever steal my diary?
Why? I can't even read.
Would you ever hide my jeans?
I hate hide and seek. One time I played it and I just moved away.
If I bought you condoms for a Valentine's Day present, would you say that was a good present or a bad present?
Yeah, you just saved me like $10.98.
It's not difficult.
I'm in love now.
Because I like that you guys feel like you have stuff in common, but how I really just wanted to get snacks, and if you guys walk away, then we'll only have... It's your time, Clark. Clark, look at this poor mom. She just wants snacks for her kids. It's your time to change the rules so they don't have to be in a convoluted group to get in the store.
You can do it. You're a magical man.
It reminds me of my mother. Searching for answers. You may all come in.
Whoa!
Whoa. Two people just walked in. Now there's 13 customers here.
And nothing's happening. We're fine. Whoa, this is so sick.
Hey, yo, I got a problem. I've been inside of this 7-Eleven for a very long time, trying to get out, and y'all been in the way singing and shit. Wait. And I'm late for my meeting.
Hi, Brittany here. What's your name?
Man, my name's Crystal.
Crystal, I'm very sorry that we stopped you on your way out to your meeting. The thing is, I'm in love.
And you know, we're sorry, Crystal, but as you know, 7-Eleven changed all the rules and we were on the sidewalk for a very long time just trying to get the right number of people. And we've hardly even gotten to speak to Benjamin Eighthman.
My backstory is very interesting as well. But honestly, there's so many people here, it feels like maybe some of them should leave. And we can focus on the ones who are still here.
I would love to fucking leave, man.
Crystal,
that was my whole fucking thing.
But Crystal, didn't you see? We changed the rule, you can now go.
Yo, the thing about it is, none of y'all lives matter to me. You know, it's like, I see y'all bonding, but I got shit to do today. My kids waiting for me to pick them up. I'm always late. I was late when I got here.
I hear ya. That's always happening to me too. I mean, part of me is happy that this rule is gone because, boy, I needed some snacks. But also, I never would have met four bros and one of them date my daughter.
That's me, Reagan.
Sometimes easy things get better when they're made harder. But other times it's like, please, can we just take the path of least resistance? But if everything was easy, we'd never learn persistence. Something should be hard, just not 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
Something should be hard, just not 7-Elevens. Something should be hard, so they're rare, like getting a glimpse of heaven. Something should be hard, just not 7-Eleven.
I'm the angel Gabriel, coming down from the heavens.
A little glimpse of heaven.
That's
what I, Benjamin Athman, was doing with these trumpets. They herald an angel.
Oh, dude, you weren't lying about your story. And now here we are with a little glimpse of glory. What you got, Gabriel?
I changed the rules of Earth, for all 7-Elevens upon it. Anybody can go anywhere. Also, you two should be dead already. Come here.
Oh no!
We lost two of the trumpeters! Good thing we still have one hand in organ.
I am so sorry, Anthony, but they love to leave the gates of heaven and come down here and rabble rouse with people.
It's okay. You left my favorite one.
Is that Marcus?
I honestly, I've never asked any of their names. Is that rude of me?
Yes.
I, Benjamin Athman, don't know the name of a single person who works for me.
Oh, no, that makes you a CEO.
Oh, yes, I'm also the CEO of 7-Eleven.
Oh.
Did I not mention that? I'm coming here to do inventory on my 7-Eleven.
Oh, I thought we was on undercover boss.
You have to tell us now. Are we an undercover boss? Mom! Am I on TV?
No, I came to see how it was working, this policy of letting only 7 or 11 people in, because I was sitting at home in my office with my 3 trumpeters and 1 organ player. God, I'm going to miss 2 of them. Sorry, I just needed to take a moment. And I was thinking, I wonder how this is going. And I thought, probably bad. I should check. And it seems like you were kind of making it work, but it still seemed like it was going bad, even though it was working.
Yeah, I think...
That sounds like the plot to Undercover Boss to me. Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think we have enough things that are hard. Maybe you shouldn't be hard. But, you are a convenience store.
But the name is 7-Eleven. If it doesn't mean only 7 people can be in here, or 11 people, or you make it on 7th Street, or 11th Street, what does it mean? It's open from the hours of 7 a.m. to 11 a.m.?
That's what it used to mean.
4 hours a day?
That's right. As the angel Gabriel, who's still here, and I have so many more important things to do than this. Everything doesn't have to mean a thing. It can just be a thing, and that gives it meaning.
Something should be hard, but not a 7-Eleven. Something should be hard, but not.
Disappear to the heavens above.
It's so nice to have proof of God. Faith was nice, but this is much easier. And now I will change the rules that used to be odd to make going to 7-Eleven much breezier.
Something should be hard. Should be hard, like
journaling. Brittany here.
Something should be hard, like playing chess. Something should be hard.
Nixon here, like love, I guess.
Something should be hard, but not a 7-Eleven. Something should be hard, but not a 7-Eleven.
Somebody into the 7-Eleven, and I feel good. Yes, it's true. You seen my cracking magic, and you've heard my story. But the last thing to say about my story is I'm an angel too.
Whoa! Something should be hard.
Yeah.
much, ladies and gentlemen. That was 7th 11th heaven.
7th? Yo.
And ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do right now, as we're going to transport you all. You have just literally seen a fully realized production of 7th 11th heaven. I'm changing it. You saw it completely staged. There was dancing, costumes. There was an orchestra. And this often happens when a new show is being written. They will do like a small regional production, and then they'll get feedback from the audience to learn what's working, what's not. And it's called a talk back.
So we're going to bring all the actors out on stage right now. Give them a round of applause.
The actors, the writer, the choreographer, the set designer. And if you have a question for any of the people who put together the actual show you saw, 7th, 11th, heaven.
Just come in. You have a question
for
an actor
right
or a
here.
Director or whatever. Just ask
any question, you like. Don't be
right
shy.
Here. Yes.
Don't
anyone.
Be shy.
Anyone at all.
Anyone at all.
Here we got a couple coming. Yes. Hi. Who's your question for?
This is for the director of the play.
Oh, perfect. Right into right the microphone. Yes. The director or the casting director?
The casting director.
The casting director.
Yeah,
yes.
I wanted to know how'd you guys manage an all crackhead cast?
Simple. I was raised in Compton. Hella crackheads there. I know a crackhead when I see one. I know reliability. Because I have a Nissan Sentra. So it was really about somebody who could find the feeling and they could deliver the feeling. And we found that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your question. Hi.
Hi. My name is Sadie.
Hi.
I have a question. So when you had the archangels come on, they were real archangels, mm-hmm. and I noticed that the entire cast kind of turned to ash.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't really addressed, and I kind of had, questions about that.
Sure. Well, as the costume designer, I was having, such a hard time finding legit wings, and I was just like, this is some Party City Halloween BS. And I was like, wait a second, what if we got legit angels and we all, melt in the face of their glory? And I honestly feel like it makes for visceral theater, so no apologies.
Also,
thank you for your question.
Thank you, good question. It also means this is a non-union production and we do sort of have to replace the cast every night.
So if you want to audition, sign up.
Yeah. Thank you so much for
thank
your
you question.
Lucky for us, there's a lot of, casting director. Lucky for us, there's a lot of crackheads.
Hi, I have a question for the prop master. I was wondering where you sourced the crack. I'm asking for a friend.
This is casting director again. Just see me outside. All right.
Thank you.
It's for the producers. I thought it was really brave doing this as a site-specific production, but I wondered if you had any kind of bounce back from it actually being at a Circle K.
Yeah. So I'll just tell you kind of. And it's legally a little bit complicated, but basically what happened was we wrote a musical about 7-Elevens. And then when we tried to rent out a 7-Eleven, they said, this doesn't make us look good. You can't do this here. So we thought, who would want to make 7-Eleven look bad? Circle K. So we have a couple productions running inside the Circle K.
My question is for the writers. I think everyone here thinks the standout character was Crystal. I really just want to know who was she based on.
Thank you. I mean, the Crystal, I'm so glad that you saw that. The Crystal arc used to be such a bigger part of the show.
Thank you so much. And honestly, well, thank you so much. Crystal did have her own song that was cut for time. But I think we'd love to perform it for you now.
She don't have it.
No.
You need a receipt.
already don't like people. I don't like places. I do not like most things. I know I saw you in here earlier, but I'm a bitch. Bye. You don't get a door now.
Now Crystal says bye.
Sorry, sir. I know. I mean, damn, can you give me a minute? You see this sweat on my fucking face.
It's just very unprofessional.
Wow, rub it in. Have you never had a bad day?
What are you doing with your hands? What are you showing? Are you telling me
Crystal
to go?
Say, bye.
Off-book the improvised musical. If you like it, this is a podcast. There are like 100 episodes that are nothing like this and also very like this. There, you can check it out. Thank you so much, Moon Tower. Thank you much, Speakeasy. Thank you, Austin.
Thanks again to Brio Geo for supporting the show. Brio Geo is clean hair care built on natural oils, vitamins, and antioxidants. These powerful ingredients treat and build the foundation for healthy, nourished, and beautiful hair. And they offer a complete line of texture-specific products with something for everyone. Take the hair quiz and learn what you should get in your hair at briogeohair.com. And you get 15% off any purchase when you use our special code OFFBOOK. That's briogeohair.com. And use the exclusive promo code OFFBOOK to save 15%. Also, thank you to Proactive for supporting the show. With America's number one acne brand, Proactive has helped fight acne for almost 25 years, and now they've introduced that next generation acne treatment system, Proactive MD, which is a dermatologist-recommended topical retinoid used in the treatment of mild to moderate acne, i.e., it's the power you need to fight the war that you will win on acne. The ongoing battle, if you will, that so many of us fight day to day. It got militarized again. That's just how I view it. You can view it as more of a negotiation between you and your pores. Anyway, if you order now, you will also receive Proactive's on-the-go bag, which features their T-Zone oil absorber, body acne wipes, and green tea moisturizer for free. That's close to $100 value. Plus, get free shipping with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to proactive.com/book. That's proactive.com/book.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.